Listening for darkness, beauty, grief, identity, and belonging in this topic, we are learning how to listen wisely when someone has been shaped by goth subculture, dark aesthetics, alternative identity, occult overlap, or spiritual communities built around darkness, beauty, grief, and belonging. Goth is not one religion. Some goths are atheists, some are Christians. Some are Wiccan, pagan, occult influenced, spiritual but not religious, or simply artistic. For many, goth is mainly music, fashion, art, poetry, friendship, and emotional expression. For others, it becomes a whole identity world. A Christian leader must not assume too quickly. Someone dressed in black, wearing dark makeup, using skull imagery, listening to gothic music, or enjoying vampire stories is not automatically satanic, dangerous, rebellious, or spiritually lost. That kind of assumption can become false witness. But Christian leaders should also not ignore the spiritual questions that can be present. Goth identity can sometimes overlap with death fascination, occult curiosity, witchcraft, dark romanticism, spiritual depression, identity confusion, unhealthy relationships, or marriages bonded around pain and fantasy rather than truth and love. So we listen. We listen for sorrow, we listen for sorrow, we listen for alienation, we listen for wounds, we listen for the desire to be seen. We listen for what the person found in that world that they did not find elsewhere. A former goth woman may say, "That was the first community where I felt accepted." Another may say, "Darkness felt honest, church felt fake." Another may say, "My goth marriage was intense, but it became controlling and emotionally destructive." Another may say, "I left that world, but I still don't know who I am." These statements deserve careful ministry. The Christian leader asks, "What did goth mean to you personally? Or was it mostly music and style? Or did it connect to spiritual beliefs? Or what did that community give you that you needed at the time?" Those questions are not agreement. They are ministry discernment. Christianity does not deny darkness. Scripture includes lament, exile, betrayal, death, burial, the valley of the shadow, and the cross. But Christianity does not leave people in darkness. Christ enters the darkness and rises in victory. That is the gospel bridge. Goth may name sorrow, alienation, beauty, death, and longing. But Christ redeems sorrow, reconciles the alienated, reveals true beauty, defeats death, and gives resurrection identity. In this topic, we will learn to listen without caricature, speak truth without contempt, and minister hope to those who once found belonging in the dark.